Thank you, Robin. Now, the final set of news stories for today's recording begins with a pub that has its first new owner for half a century. A pub has been bought by a new owner for the first time in 50 years. It's the Marsham Arms, which is in Holt Road in Hevingham, and it's been sold after its previous owner retired in 2024. Nigel Bradley took over the site on the outskirts of Norwich in 1976 and put the pub on the market for £1 million, which was reduced to £995,000 before it sold. It's now been taken over by Steve Clarkson, who hopes to work alongside Mr. Bradley to carry on the business's legacy. Mr. Clarkson also owns Iceni Metal Detecting Company, which runs tours around Norfolk, working closely with landowners to uncover the history of their farms. The company has a large number of American and Canadian customers who have found artifacts valuable enough to be displayed in Norwich museums. The Marsham Arms is currently open to customers, but is undergoing some redecoration. It's also announced that they'll be running a weekly specials menu incorporating local produce.
Parishioners have rejoiced over plans to expand an Orthodox church, which is currently bursting at the seams. The St. Alexander Nevsky Orthodox Church, which celebrates its 10th anniversary this year, put forward plans for a second floor and a tower to be built on its single-storey building on Oak Street. One person, who also lives nearby on St. Martin's Close, said, "The parish has grown significantly in the last few years and is a vibrant and diverse community. As well as a broad mix of Eastern European immigrants and refugees, there has also been an influx of British people, particularly men, me being one of them, who have found a sense of belonging. The proposal to make it larger without increasing the footprint would solve a lot of problems the community has to deal with, as well as visually improving our corner of the city. But not everyone is singing praises over the plans." One person said, "I would thoroughly recommend the planning application for this building to be turned down due to the fact there are residential properties opposite, and the proposed application would block out light. There are plenty of empty churches in Norwich for them to move into."
Norfolk Constabulary has said it will not make its officers declare whether they are Freemasons, despite a landmark legal ruling and other forces requiring staff to disclose this information. Senior officers have insisted they will not change their existing policy, which permits Norfolk officers and staff to keep membership of the fraternity and other hierarchical associations secret. Forces across the country have been under growing pressure to require employees to declare if they are members in order to increase transparency in the police and to help address declining levels of public trust in the service. The Metropolitan Police, the UK's largest force, has brought in such a measure, and the Freemasons recently lost a legal challenge to overturn it. That verdict has encouraged other forces to consider changing their rules, with Northamptonshire Police understood to be among those revisiting the policy. But Norfolk Constabulary has insisted officers can continue to keep membership secret and that it has no plans to add the organisation to the list of those covered by its disclosable association policy.
A boarded-up city centre bank that has been closed for half a year is finally reopening after an extensive renovation. HSBC in London Street was completely gutted by building contractors. The site, which shut in October, was vandalised on January the 20th, and a police cordon was put in place after officers were called out at 1:30 a.m. But now its refurbishment, part of the banking giant's £55 million investment into its 327 branches, is complete. Improvements at the London Street branch include new signage, upgraded Wi-Fi, and two expanded seating areas. In the last 5 years, UK high streets have lost more than 300 HSBC branches. The change comes as more people turn to online banking with less need for physical locations. The firm has pledged to keep all branches open until 2027. HSBC announced in February it would meet its £1.1 billion cost savings target in June, 6 months earlier than anticipated, after cutting back senior roles.
A search is underway to find the next female construction role models in a bid to encourage more women into the industry. Women in Construction Anglia has launched its first ever Champions initiative to further its impact across the region. The chosen champions will help inspire the next generation of women into the sector by speaking in schools and colleges and supporting those in need of advice about entering the industry. Founded in 2024, WICA is an inclusive network designed to bridge the gap between industry and education, providing visible role models for young people looking to work in construction. It also supports those already working in other sectors to join the industry and looks to improve staff retention rates for women in construction. The organisation is backed by a host of industry partners alongside long-time supporters Suffolk Chamber of Commerce and Anglia Ruskin University. To register interest in becoming a WICA champion, contact Claire at womeninconstructionanglia.com for further details.
Well, that's all the news items for this week. Did you know that we're now available as podcasts? A podcast is a whole programme accessed on a smart speaker, smartphone or computer and available when you want to listen. You can listen to all your Chatterbox favourites, from the weekly news, Norfolk Magazine, Chatteround, and of course, Just Talk, simply by opening your podcast app. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Podbean, etc. and searching for the Chatterbox programme you would like. Ask for Chatterbox Chatteround to hear conversations with local people. Search for Chatterbox Norfolk for features and regular stories from around the county. Chatterbox Weekly News will bring you all you need to know about the fine city, whilst Chatterbox Just Talk will fill your ears with our regular nonsense and a perplexing quiz. You can activate the subscribe button and be notified whenever a new episode is launched. Join the podcast revolution or tell someone about us. Every listen helps.
But for now, we've arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard today, you can call us on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's 01603 765 365. Don't forget to keep listening for April's edition of Just Talk, which will follow on now. But with that, it's time to go. So from me and from Lorna, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.